This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin by greeting my brothers and sisters saying Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And welcome to this part of our program, Faith in Action. And to begin with, it's always good to be with you and always appreciative that you have welcomed us in your homes and that you decided to share part of your day with us. And we pray to Allah that these minutes that we spend together are informative and are enlightening and lighthearted as well. So inshallah, our topic in these episodes will be on faith in action. In other words, it is not enough to just have faith, but that faith must also be illustrated in what we do as well. And just a quick introduction here. Please remember the following, that Islam is a set of beliefs. And these beliefs must be demonstrated, they must manifest themselves in the form of actions. And these actions are rituals. Now these rituals in themselves, yes, they are important, but they must also impact the character of the individual. And that character of the individual is expressed in the actions of that individual. So again, a set of beliefs demonstrated in rituals, impacting the character, demonstrated in the action. And subhanAllah, and that is why sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would refer to Islam as any of these four steps, be it your belief, be it the rituals, be it the character, or be it the actions. Throughout the Quran, even though we are invited to believe, but the invitation does not stop there. We are invited to believe and then immediately follow that belief by action. It must be demonstrated in action. For example, in over at least 120 places in the Quran, Allah invites and Allah informs us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and they act righteous deeds, عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. In over 80 times, this word صَالِحَات is mentioned. إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Except he, the one or she, who believes and then they do righteous deeds. So it's not only about just having to believe, but we must also couple that belief with action. For example, towards the end of the Quran we read, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. By the token of time, man is indeed in loss, except those, Allah said, آمَنُوا. They believed and then وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they act righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they engage with each other in the mutual teaching of haq, truth, and they engage in each other in the mutual conciliation of patience and consistency and perseverance. The point is what? The point is that every time the Quran invites people to believe, along with that invitation comes an emphasis on action. We must act upon what we believe in. Sometimes even when the Quran invites us to say, we are invited after what we say, also we are invited to action. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who say, or verily, indeed those who say, Allah is our Lord. But it does not stop there. You can't just accept Allah and say, oh Allah, you are my Lord, and that is the end of it. But rather the Quran goes on to say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they lived an upright life. So again, the point is an invitation to faith, but that faith must implement itself in action. That is throughout the Quran. Even the messengers of Allah, they came to people who is the first requirement, and that is amanu. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. And to the people of Ad, we sent their brethren Hud, and he said to them, O my people, worship Allah, for you have no deity that is worthy of worship but Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see again both components. The first one is worship, that is amal, and then the second one is iman, and that is la ilaha illa hu, that you have no other deity besides Him. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحٍ. And the same is repeated with the people of Thamud. We send their brethren Salih, and again with the same message. And Shu'aib alayhi salam said to his people the same, and so did Ibrahim and Lut and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An invitation to Iman, and then as well as an invitation to, you must put that faith into action. So Islam is not just a set of beliefs. It is not just a set of rituals, but there must also be coupled with action as well. Now here's what's even more interesting than this. Islam does not just say act, but Islam requires the best of actions. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. At the very beginning of Surah Al-Mulk, the Dominion, Surah number 67, Allah explains the purpose of life, and He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. It is He who created death and life. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. So that you may be tested. In what, you ask? أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which one of you had the best of deeds? Not just the most, not just good deeds, no, but rather it's an invitation to the best of deeds. So the belief must be illustrated, it must manifest itself, not just in actions, but now we are also required in the best of actions. And it is on the basis of these actions that we will be held accountable in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ لَوْفَ يُرَى ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. So that indeed to man, there will be no more than what he strives for in this life. And then that struggle, that effort of his, will be considered in the hereafter, and then man will be compensated for his effort in this life, in the hereafter. So again, this is an invitation that we take our faith and that we put it into action. And like we said, in Islam, subhanallah, it is not just enough to acknowledge, let's say, the existence of God. Acknowledging the existence of God only does not make one a believer. That's not it. The people and the pagans of Mecca, they acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would readily and happily say, it is Allah who created them. So they did not fail in that part. They acknowledged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They failed in the action aspect of it. They either did not manifest their faith into action, or that action was devoted to somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at that point they are guilty of shirk. So it's not about that. But rather in Islam we say, we must acknowledge the existence of Allah, and then we must get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must know Him and develop a personal relationship with Him. A relationship that should impact our life positively. And how do we know that our lives have been impacted positively by us knowing more about our Creator? We see this in our actions. And that is why it is beautifully said that the best interpreters of a man's thought are his actions. You can't really tell what is in my head. You can't really tell what is in my heart. But the only way that I can express and give you an idea of what it is that I am thinking, what it is that I am feeling, you will see it expressed in my actions. And that is why they say that a man's actions are the index of a book. Now, in the index of a book, what do we find? there is an index either at the beginning or the end of the book. And that index is a reminder of what is most remarkable in that book. Similarly, a man's actions are the index of his life, telling us what is really remarkable about that man. And throughout the Quran would tell us about people who have made claims like this. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And of people are those who say, we believe in Allah, we believe in the day of judgment, or in the last day, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they believe not. So the Quran is negating their claim. You're saying that you believe, but the Quran is saying that even though they say it, but it's not there, and it is not real. So the question is, what happened? Why did the Quran negate this about them? Simply because that belief was either not followed by action, or that belief was followed by actions that negated the necessities or what is necessitated by that belief. And inshallah, we're going to hold on to this thought. We're going to take a short break and we will come back in a while. Please do not go away and we'll see you soon, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Once again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, the blessings, and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And thank you for joining us again in these set of episodes where we are discussing faith in action. If you have just joined us, we've been talking about the importance of actions in Islam. Now, the most common word that is used in the Quran is the word of amal. Literally, the word amal means to do, to carry out a task, to carry out a job, to carry out any type of work. The general theme for it would be amal. So a person may be engaged in whatever it is, amal. But that really does not tell us, a person is busy, that's really all it says. But it does not tell us what that person is busy with. So the Quran brings what we call another adjective to qualify what type of amal does the Quran appreciate and what type of amal is the Quran looking for. So it says, آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. It's not enough just to act, but even that action must be an action that is salih, a righteous action. So the invitation here is not only to action, because everybody does something. We all have an effort. We all put our energy somewhere. So the Quran says, put that energy in amal that is considered to be amal that is salih, a righteous deed. And even within the righteous deeds, the Quran qualifies it by saying again, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And the word Hasan or Ahsan is a superlative form in the Arabic language, meaning that it is not just to do that which is good, but rather you have got to do that which is Ahsan, that which is even best. It is better than what is good, is what is best, as we have indicated in Surah Al-Mulk, Dominion, Surah number 67, in one of many places in the Quran. Also, we find the word ahsan being mentioned even in particular deeds. For example, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And inform my servants that when they speak, they don't just say the good words, but rather they say that which is ahsan of words, the best of words. The point remains, and that is, it must be the belief that must manifest itself in action. And subhanAllah, even we human beings, sometimes we do not like to just take people's claims for granted at face value. We say, show me. I want to see that in your actions you mean what you just said. Be it I love, we want to say, show me. I am serious, we want to say, show me. I can do it, we want to say, show me. Likewise, when you say that I believe, then we will also be asked, show us, what did you do? And that is why, subhanAllah, even in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he did emphasize that people should believe, But many times he would talk about the consequences of that belief. And the consequences of the belief are in actions. So for example, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, La yu'min. He is not truly a believer. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. That none of you truly believes unless he loves for his fellow brother that which he loves for himself. And here what we see is this, that we see that there is a claim of belief, but then the Prophet ﷺ is asking that this belief must be qualified in action. And he is demonstrating and telling us one of these actions is just loving goodness for those who are around you. Another example would be the Prophet ﷺ would say, Laysa minna, he is not one of us, the community of the believers. He or she who sleeps with a full belly, their neighbor sleeps with an empty belly, they are aware of it, and then what happens? They do not do anything about it. So again, here is that claim that is made. Oh, I care about people. I want goodness for people. Or you know what? I'm a very sensitive person when it comes to the misfortunes of those who are around me. But then again, the question comes in, and what actions have you taken to demonstrate this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, if you made that claim and you actually went to bed with a full belly, your neighbor goes to bed with an empty belly, and there was something that you could have done to that person and you did not do, you cannot really make that claim. That claim of yours becomes an invalid claim. It's invalid. And even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take it as far as calling it kufr, disbelief. من ترك الصلاة فقد كفر. Whosoever abandons salah, prayers, he has or she has disbelieved. Why is that? Because that is a demonstration. That is a manifestation of that belief. So it is not enough to just say that I believe. And some of us have a tendency to say this. We say, look, alhamdulillah, I have a good heart. MashaAllah, if you have a good heart, may Allah bless you even more and more and give you better heart than the one that you have. Enhance it for you and make it more beautiful and more shiny and more clean and more pure, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But you cannot really rely on this and say, I have a good heart and that is the end of it. No, we want to see the goodness of that heart manifesting and expressing itself in action. And that is why this deen of ours, my brothers and sisters, is really what we call, it is a deen of amal. It is a deen of work. Good work. Not just any type of work. Righteous work. If you believe, put this into action. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even in the Quran, as we have said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. And of people are those who say, we believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, but they believe not. Or at the very beginning of Surah Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, when the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they will say, نَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ, and indeed, Allah knows that you are His messenger. And then Allah says, and Allah is fully aware that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, that the hypocrites are lying. Lying in what? Lying in the claim that they just made. Because their belief did not really match their actions. In fact, their actions were very contrary to their beliefs. And that is why, even though they said Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, that was not believed. Give you even a better example about the example of Shaitan. The devil, Satan, as we know, he acknowledged Allah. He acknowledged the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledged Allah as his creator. What was his problem then? His problem was lack of action. And it was a very specific action that we call inqiyad, compliance. He would not comply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands all those who were present to prostrate to this new creation, Adam alayhi salam. He said that they all prostrated, all the angels that were present, they prostrated, except Iblis, illa Iblis aba. Iblis refused. When he is asked, Iblis, why have you refused? He said, how can I, one who is created out of fire, prostrate to one who is created out of mud or clay. And at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Iblis that he is rajim. He's being kicked out of the mercy of Allah. Then Iblis makes this very remarkable plea. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, oh my Lord, give me respite or delay me until the day of resurrection. And here is the acknowledgement. Oh my Lord, he acknowledged Allah as being his Lord. He acknowledges that there is a day of yub'athun, resurrection. And he acknowledged that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to actually give him that respite. So you would say that the man believes, or this creation believes, knows the day of judgment, knows the Lord, and knows that the Lord is capable. But we do not say that he believes. Why? Because his iman or his belief, his tasdiq, did not match itself with action. That iman needed to be coupled with action, and Iblis was lacking in that action, specifically the action of compliance. It said that a group of Jewish men came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, and they said, you know, Muhammad, at that point they're not Muslims, they said, Muhammad, you know, you claim to be a messenger of God, and you claim and you speak about Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses. Said, you know, Moses had some signs. What were the signs of Moses? And remember, this type of knowledge was not available at that point. Only people of the book knew this. And even within the people of the book, only specific people within the people of the book knew this. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned all the signs of Moses very eloquently and explicitly. They were so impressed, they get up, they kiss his forehead, they kiss his hands. In the Arab culture, that is a sign of utmost respect. So the Messenger of Allah then reminds them of the very needed consequence of what they just said. They said to him, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. They said, indeed you are the Messenger of Allah. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then, لِمَذَا لَا تَتَّبِعُونِي. Why don't you follow me? Because that would be the very natural step that you would take. You kiss the man's forehead and you kiss his hands. It means that you do believe. Then they said, no, we can't do that. We are afraid of what our people might do to us. So here is this belief that they had. They demonstrated it in the kissing of the forehead and the kissing of the hand. But then again, they were lacking in the needed action to demonstrate their belief. So inshallah, we've been talking about not only actions, but righteous actions, not only righteous actions, but the best amongst the righteous actions. And this is what we're talking about, you know, ihsan. It's about doing what is best, in the best of manners, in the best of times. So it's the combination of doing what is right, doing it in the right way, and doing it in the right time, then a person has had the components of ihsan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate for us all good actions so that we may be drawn closer and closer to Him. And with this, we come to the conclusion of this part of our episode. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And until we meet next time, inshallah, we say so long. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, people of the world, can we spare a little justice?